Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
A second consecutive day of a warning for Limpopo. It's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy rain that can be expected over the northern and central parts of Limpopo. Showers and thundershowers also forecast over parts of the northwest and Mpumalanga, Gauteng, cloudy with no rain. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 30 degrees, Joburg and eMalahleni 27, Mbombela 29, Polokwane a high of 28.
Just in, the Gauteng bus services have been suspended. Please make use of alternative means of transport.
6 suspected cash in transit robbers were killed during a shooting with police in Laudium in southwest Tshwane last night. A 7th suspect was arrested. Gauteng police say they suspect this is the same large gang that targeted a cash van in Atteridgeville last week, and the search is on for more suspects. And the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo says more than 7,000 people have been killed in the east of the country since the beginning of the year and during the Rwanda-backed M23 group seizing of 2 major cities. The DRC government says the process is still underway to identify all the bodies. And with that, looking at our business news. Google, Meta and X face fines as compensation to South African media outlets for the after the Competition Commission found the tech giants guilty of anti-competitive practices. Google could be required to pay up to 500 million rand over 3 to 5 years. The Competition Commission says provisional findings of its investigation into market activities include that Google overrepresents global news media in South Africa for search and top stories and underrepresents local language and community media. Meta and X have been found to not prioritize South African media posts with links in the home feeds. The parties have until 7 April to respond. And Asian markets sank this morning as fears of US President Donald Trump's trade war return and in reaction to his call for fresh curbs on Chinese investments in strategic sectors, including technology. The developments fanned tensions between the world's top economic superpowers and added to concerns about another possible debilitating trade war amid growing uncertainty about the global outlook. A dollar this morning at 18 rand 39, a euro 19 rand 23 cents, a pound 23 rand 20 cents, a gold at $2,952.48 per fine ounce, oil at $75.12 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news coming at 7.
The sport is brought to you by Nissan Magnite. The Nissan Magnite Vizier manual has your name on it. Visit a Nissan dealer on nissan.co.za and you could go your own way for only 3,400 rand per month. T's and C's apply.
Ready for something new? Go your own way in the Nissan Magnite Vizier manual. Packed with a stylish interior, improved safety and bold design. And the best part, drive it home from only 3,400 per month. Visit Nissan for more. And now for the T's and C's. Based on a total cost of 339,880 over 72 months at a rate of 8.16%, 0% deposit and 40% balloon through Nissan Finance, a product of West Bank, a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized FSP and credit provider.
Well, some big cricket still on the go at the moment. The Champions Trophy, Rashin Ravindra struck a superb century to lead New Zealand into the Champions Trophy semi-finals with a 5-wicket win over Bangladesh in Rawalpindi. The result had a pretty big effect on the tournament. The hosts, Pakistan, are now out of semi-final contention. India are ensured of a semi-final berth, and Bangladesh also knocked out from Group A. Both New Zealand and India have 2 wins from 2 matches, and they'll meet in Dubai on Sunday to decide which one which team is going to be 1 and 2 from the group. A big day for the Proteas at the same tournament today. They're up against Australia, also in Rawalpindi, with each team having won their first games in Group B. Australia had chased down 352 against England on Saturday. It's a massive target, the highest ever chase in the histories of the event. South Africa, meanwhile, managed to beat Afghanistan in their tournament opener. Round 2.